This is another 2-Minute Wisdom Key with Dr. Mike Murdoch.
Wisdom Key 21. Read it aloud with me. What you are willing to walk away from determines what God will bring to you. What you're willing to walk away from determines what God will bring to you. You have a future. What's the price? Giving up something in your present. Ruth had to walk away from Moab to access the relationship with Boaz. Think about that. Joseph had to walk away from retaliation and bitterness to qualify for the throne. In 1 Kings 17, Elijah knocked on the door of the widow and he said, "Will you walk away from a little meal, a sandwich?" And she was willing to walk away from her last meal, and God provided for her for the rest of the famine. Whatever you're wanting to happen in your future, it's going to cost you something. Samson would not walk away from Delilah, and it cost him his anointing. Something in your present will have to become part of your past to qualify for your future. I'll never forget one night, I was sitting in a service in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I had saved for months and months. I was like 21, 22 years old. I'd saved for months to get two $100 bills. I was saving it for some clothes. And that night the Holy Spirit said, plant the $200. Out of that $200, God began to put people all over my life. It started within, I think it was 2 weeks later. No, 7 nights later. A woman called and said, "My husband and I are talking. We want to buy you some clothes." And that's been over 40 years ago. And everywhere I go, people buy me clothes all over the world. Why? I was willing to walk away from my clothes money, and God has kept me in clothes. Malachi 3, you walk away from the tithe, and God says, "I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing." You don't have room enough to receive. I decided to believe this wisdom key. What you're willing to walk away from determines what God will bring to you.